I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All right, let's, celebrity trash. I want to start with Andy McDowell, of all people.
Oh, I love her.
I love Andy McDowell
so
as well.
So darn cute.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Four weddings and a funeral.
Right. Who saw that?
Everyone.
I felt that's when I fell in love with Hugh Grant. So anyway, Andy McDowell. I'm still in love with him. I don't care what he does. It's all fine with me, Hugh. Anyway, Andy McDowell is gorgeous.
Okay.
Turns out, and I did not know. I just guess I don't really follow her. I didn't know she had a bunch of kids. But she was married for a long time to a guy. Let's see. Paul Qualley is his name. Q-U-A-L-L-E-Y. Mm-hmm. Qualley. Paul Qualley. They were. They broke up in 1999, but they had a few kids together. In fact, they had three kids. They have a 33-year-old son named Justin, a 29-year-old daughter named Rainey, and a, I want to say she's 25. Let's see. 24. They have a 24-year-old daughter named Margaret Qualley. So I'm like, I read that she's in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
So the daughter.
Yes, the daughter's in that,
oh,
right?
Oh, okay.
The youngest daughter. So there's a girl in that movie that is, she's a young woman and she's stunning. She's a hitchhiker. And she's sort of trying to get with Brad Pitt.
Oh.
And she's... You know, she's offering to do stuff to him in the car as he's driving her back to, because she's part of the Manson family. So if you,
she plays one of the people
in the Manson family.
Okay,
whatever's murders. Although I didn't stay to the end of the movie, so I don't know if her part goes on. But she, you know, at first she's all come on, but then she's really mad when he won't do it. He's all, how old are you? Come on, you think I get to this point in my life by hitting up jailbait? No, so. But she takes them, I think, to like the camp, the family's camp,
or the ranch, whatever.
The ranch, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, she's stunning. Like I really went, oh wow, that girl's got something going on there. Turns out she's Andy McDowell's daughter, and she is now dating
Brad Pitt. No.
Even no. Better.
Way better.
Better
way better than that.
Who?
She is dating Pete Davidson.
Oh, God. Come on. What?
I know. Oh, my God.
Is that any better?
It's not. It's just so much more interesting.
Okay.
So, anyways, this chick. Look, at least they're the right age for each other. It's perfect. So, Pete Davidson, who is just a mystery. I mean, maybe he puts out pheromones that women are just like, oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed. Because Ariana Grande was going to marry him. They got a place together. Then he had that. Who's the older actress? Beautiful.
Oh, I thought it was a model.
I'm sure it's in here somewhere.
Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale. Good one,
right. Yeah.
And now this chick is beautiful. So I looked up Andy McDowell's kids just to see if this was one of them. Like, they might be the best looking people I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Except, and I'll tell you, this is going to be weird that I just saw this. The story was about some new model with the last name Gerber.
Oh,
it's Cindy Crawford's kid.
Aya?
And she's like, there's another ridiculous one. And then I saw a story about, I can't think of her name, Martin, but she's Gwyneth Paltrow's kid.
Oh, Apple?
Holy crap.
Oh, I don't think I've seen her since
she looks pictures out today.
Just like her mom.
She does, even better if that's possible. Yeah.
So
I wonder if she'll be a big actress,
there's
too.
There's something to picking the right partners and making sure that you get, you know, that
you
keep that gene thing going.
I know. Well, the thing is, though, like, pairings, like, I expected Demi Moore and Bruce Willis to have really stunning kids. And like, I'm still waiting to see how Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's kids turnout, yeah. You know?
Well, a couple of them are real cute.
Sure. Listen, all kids are cute, you know.
Right.
Still waiting, you know, they got to declare themselves. Like Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, how are their kids going to look? J-Lo and Mark Anthony, how are their kids going to look? Like, you know, let's have a look at these kids.
Well, it's so funny because a lot of these stars have had surgeries, and so the kids have not had them yet.
Yeah.
So like, oh, they got the ugly of them. Oh, well, they'll get the surgeries.
They'll be fine.
I know, sorry.
I mean, look at Kylie That's Jenner. They made her good looking. Ugly. Don't worry.
Who?
Kylie Jenner.
Oh.
I haven't seen Lourdes in a while, but Madonna's kid got pretty good looking there for a while.
She's beautiful. She's doing some modeling.
I haven't seen her lately.
Across the seas, yeah.
I'll bet she's... You know, look, her mom's
Well, Madonna
fabulous.
Got with Carlos Leon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
He's pretty hot.
Personal trainer guy.
That yeah. guy.
Good looking kid.
Sort of tripped into a few roles on Law & Order.
Oh, is that
oh,
so?
Oh, he did?
Oh.
That Leon guy was on a couple episodes.
For a minute? Oh.
Well, I mean, that was my show, so.
Right. So, of course.
I was aware of it.
Right. Mm. Dong, dong. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Annie McDowell, she's all for her daughter Margaret Qualley's blossoming new romance with Pete Davidson. And who, what mother wouldn't be?
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to say something and make her and drive her closer to him?
Yeah, that is that's a mistake a lot of people make. You know, you drive people into each other. You know, it's them against the world. It really bonds them.
Yeah.
You got to be supportive and be like, he's great.
Amazing.
Just be fully indifferent to the
him.
Whole thing. Oh, don't no, go that no, far. What are you, crazy?
Don't say that. She says that they haven't met yet, she and Pete Davidson.
Oh.
She said, I FaceTimed with Pete the other day. Or no, she took a video of me to send to Pete. That's what it was. She has a beautiful relationship with him. But I don't want to step on her relationship too much. They have a nice relationship.
Are we on? Is he going to answer me? No? Oh, video. Right. Got it. Hi, Pete. It's Andy. I mean, you just...
lucky you. You got my cute daughter. Now, you be good to her. So they've been spotted out a bunch of times. They fly around places together. Labor Day, they were walking through the streets of Venice hand in hand. They go on to describe their outfits. Okay. Anyway, it's I think he... There's something going on with that guy. He is that chick is. Did you pull up any pictures? By the way, I'd love Vinny to see this chick.
The big yeah. story, though, about him, I didn't hear this one, but I had heard he wasn't on SNL this weekend.
I did not watch the whole of it. I just watched a few skits, apparently, and then I watched Billie Eilish. So, and you're right, I didn't.
He's
see
filming
him.
A movie.
Oh, good for him! How amazing!
So that's what I read.
Oh, here you go. Here's a picture. That's her in the.
That's her from the movie.
In the movie.
Oh yeah, hubba hubba. I don't know about that gown, though. Yuck.
No.
Oh, she's that one. Yeah. Got
By
it.
The way, the girl in the gown is Lena Dunham.
What?
Yeah.
She mysteriously shows up.
Oh, yeah, she is, isn't she?
Yep. You don't even realize it until you're a little way. You're, oh, my God, it's Lena Dunham. There's a lot of stars in that movie.
Oh, Andy
yeah,
McDowell's
she's a
kid is.
She, and her older daughter is freaking stunning, too.
Well,
anyhow.
No surprise.
Yeah, not too surprising.
He's got a few movies coming out.
Who, Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
Okay. Climate activist Greta Thunberg.
Is that the young lady?
It is the young lady. Mm-hmm. Somebody took her impassioned speech at the United Nations Climate Action Summit and turned it into a metal song.
This is just the original here. I'll play the remix here.
Is that her acting?
No, that's her giving a speech at the...
Yeah, I saw it, but I feel like it's a little...
Okay, here we go.
Check this out.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! I think we get it. Yeah, right,
that's hilarious.
It's actually set to the speech that she's making. So this guy, I guess, is... I don't know if he's just redoing her words or if he's somehow voice modified her.
It seems like he's voice modified.
But it's funny
her.
Because it's...
I think he's doing it himself, but he's timed it.
He's timed it perfectly. So it's actually video of her though speaking at the at this conference, and she looks angry. Like when you hear the words coming, I mean, she's obviously angry.
Mm.
We've stolen her childhood. So that's a YouTube. That's how many views does it have? Were you able to see that?
I can check. Right
it's now. Gotten it's gotten big. So this guy, let's see. John
3 million views.
3 million. John Meredith is the guy who put this together. It's actually, if you look it up on YouTube, it's Greta Thunberg sings Swedish death metal. He's a drummer for a New York metal band named Swaka.
Swaka.
S-U-A-K-A. Swaka. He said he was very impressed by her passion and outrage, and the words she chose just evoke the darkness of the metal music I love. Entombed Gojira at the gates, Sepultura.
Gojira. Mm. You know I'm a fan of those guys.
I know you are. Soulfire. I didn't know that until I said Gojira, which is like the Japanese pronunciation of Godzilla, and you went, Gojira! I know them! I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't even know that was a band.
No, they're great.
Felicity Huffman's daughter is going to be allowed to take the SAT again.
Oh.
Which one? Admissions. What's that?
Which one?
Whichever one she paid the $15,000 to have the scores inflated.
I guess the
That's
younger
brave.
One?
You know what she should do is curl up in a ball and call it a life.
Right.
Stop
Canceled! So she's going to be allowed to take the retake the SAT test after her mother paid to have her scores doctored. It looks like she still wants to apply. She still wants to go to Imagine that. She still wants to have a life and go to college. Mm. The college board has determined that there is no evidence that Sophia knew her mother had an SAT exam proctor correct her wrong answers as part of the nationwide college admission scandal. That Sophia was blissfully unaware right up until she wasn't. She wasn't implicated in the crime, but there would have only been, let's see, there would only have been a 6-month suspension for sitting the exam anyway, apparently. So Huffman pleaded guilty to charges that she'd paid Rick Singer $15,000 to inflate the scores. She was sentenced earlier this month to serve 2 weeks behind bars. She says, I can only say I'm so, so sorry, Sophia. I was frightened, I was stupid, and I was so wrong. I'm deeply ashamed at what I've done. I've inflicted more damage than I could imagine. Mm. They say that her kids are, they hate her now.
Well, that's not the answer either, but
nope.
I do...
you gotta be pretty mad.
Well.
To be elevated into a national spotlight based on some dumb thing your mother did, that's gotta be aggravating.
Yeah.
At the least.
Well, and then you'd also like to think that they get that she loves them and was trying to do the right thing.
But she obviously thinks she's dumb.
Right. Well.
Well, Mom, you think I'm an idiot. Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love's Seattle home just hit the market. $7.5 million.
Dang.
This is where he killed himself?
I don't know, Vinny.
Well, he did it in like the guest house or the carriage house. Or
perhaps that's it. It is a crazy great house. It's old. It's 117 years old. They bought it in 94. Love sold it to a trust in 1997. I don't know if that means she sold it to her own trust or if that was, you know, she sold it to somebody else and they put it in their trust. The current owners have been there since 2000. There are no interior photos yet. It's 8,200 square feet. 4-bedroom, 4-baths, shingled exterior, expressive windows. It's true. This house is beautiful.
What is an expressive
window? I don't know, but I'll show you the picture in a second and you tell me. But I think it just means, like, every window is, like, a little different, and they're just, you know, there's so many, like, little curly cues and just details on this house. It's beautiful. Stone accents, a wine cellar, views of the Cascades and Lake Washington. It's amazing.
It's in the Queen Anne area. I love that area.
Queen Anne is awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful there.
I don't know if there's, like, this place is pretty picturesque. Seattle might rival it in terms of waterways and islands and, you know, skyline. And it's pretty neat.
Mm.
It's a pretty great area. I mean, it's also gray and rainy a lot, but.
It is the house where he died.
So in the, what, the carriage house of this place?
Mm-hmm.
So are those expressive windows, Vinny?
Yeah, I mean, what do you call that? The box window that's
up on the top,
extends out,
like a gable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Gable.
A gable. Isn't that what it's called?
I thought they called those like. Didn't you just do? Maybe I mixed up. The window where it's like you put a seat in and make the window extend out.
Oh, like a bay window.
A bay window.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm talking about the ones on the top floor. There, the ones that are stuck out under the eaves. There is a name for that. I don't think it's gabling, but it's.
How it boxes out there.
Yeah, that one there is for sure. I'm talking about these ones at the top.
I don't know.
I'm not sure what that is.
Just look. Yeah, they're
those are gables. Gable windows?
Yeah. Anyway, they're beautiful. They pop out from the roof line. So congratulations to whoever gets that place because it looks freaking gorgeous. Our long national nightmare is over, you guys. Spider-Man is back in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They've worked
fantastic.
It out. Sony and Disney have agreed to a deal. So they'll co-finance another Superman, another Spider-Man movie that's coming out in 2021. And it looks like Spider-Man's going to appear in one more Marvel movie. Tom Holland is excited because he's Spider-Man these days. He shared a video of Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street saying, "I'm not effing leaving! I'm in! For good!" So, hooray. Breathe a sigh of relief. More Spider-Man movies on the way, guys. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Breastfeeding, smartphones, and more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let's see here. This is from Roberta. Oh, you can email us anytime. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Sarah and crew, I listened to the Mrs. Patmore interview via the podcast on my drive home today. It was wonderful. I had this huge, stupid grin on my face the entire time, and for the balance of my ride home, I was caught up in Sarah's enthusiasm and thoroughly enjoyed it. I even listened to the interview a second time. Wow. I can't wait to see the movie. I just finished rewatching the final season, so everyone is fresh in my mind. Thank you all for being awesome. Roberta.
Still doing well in the theaters, yeah, it seems.
It did another $14 million or something. I think its total take for 2 weeks is just about $60 million. So hopefully, please, more Downton Abbey movies. I don't know what it's done globally, but it's double fingers crossed. Anyway, email us anytime, Sarah or Vinny at Radio.
Isn't that the opposite of good luck?
Oh, I don't know.
Double fingers crossed?
I don't know what the... Really? Should I have only done one?
I think if you do double, then you're wishing bad luck.
Oh. Really?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I
you're
thought
the
a finger crossed behind your back meant I can get away with this lie. But fingers crossed meant good
double
luck.
Double fingers crossed.
I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't know, Ben. I really hope I did not just screw up everything for Downton Abbey.
Oh, well.
Just don't invest in it.
Okay. And it'll be fine.
Yes.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 24 Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download the free 3-day pass today.
Mm.
24 Hour Fitness.
Killer.
Here's what's happening. So we'll begin with the winter storm. A rare September snow storm has hit. We're what? A week after summer's over.
Yeah, we're in the first week of fall right
we're
now.
We're smashing records.
Fantastic.
3 feet of snow in some spots, and actually people were writing in.
Three feet of snow.
And Montana, one spot in Montana had 4 feet.
Oh my God! Like up in the hills.
Yeah.
So ski season's open.
South Lake Tahoe got snow. We're getting texts from people.
Unbelievable.
So trip.
It's good.
But it got cold
enough.
It definitely cooled off at my house.
It cooled off, but there was some weird weather. It was still pretty hot yesterday, but the wind was just out of control.
Yesterday was the first time we opened up the whole upstairs and it stayed open all day and the whole house got fresh air.
So
because
nice.
It didn't get too hot where you had to close everything real quick.
Right, yeah. Turn on the AC.
So it was nice.
It is nice to air out your house. It really is.
Also, I wanted to mention this again because Bruce Bochy brought 3 World Series to the San Francisco Giants. I mean, the players.
Thanks, Boch.
Did too. But
sure.
But that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And we got real spoiled for a minute there. Like,
I know.
Look at this.
Oh, every other year we bring one home. Fantastic.
Right. Well, I mean, there were plenty of people who were like, well, last year was a year off and now we win again,
right? So it was
right?
12, 14, and 16?
It was 10, 12, 14.
And has it really been 5 years since they won a series? That actually feels like way too long.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's my point is that after the year off, everyone started going, well, right on time for our next World Series.
Can't wait.
And that's when people started going, hey, what's going on around here? And that's, you heard the stories about Bochy was the players aren't getting the message anymore. And all right, whatever. You know, that's why I think he'll manage again.
How old is he?
He's 60s.
Yeah.
So he very well could.
It depends. You know, if he has a lot of... some of these people, all they know is baseball. They came up through baseball when they were young, and they've worked in baseball their whole life.
To walk away from it is a big deal.
And they find that they don't have anything that they enjoy nearly as much.
Yeah.
Others, they've got farms or family or things that keep them busy.
Their purses, whatever it is. They're ready to retire.
They're fine with it.
Sure.
He is 64.
Oh, he's fine. He, you know, take a year off, buddy. So do it on your time.
We will see.
Yeah. He certainly has accomplished a lot.
Whatever you want to do is fine by me. Not that you need my approval, but you know, go do your thing.
In case you want it, here it is.
So, almost half of people wish smartphones had never been invented. And this continues to be something I think about a lot. Technology pushes at such a fast pace. Uh-huh. And no one seems to question whether we should. And one of the examples that bothers me that we hear about all the time is we're hearing about the environment and how we're polluting it. And yet, for some reason, these companies who crank out another set of phones for everybody to upgrade to and another set of pads and another set of... It's like, but isn't that part of the problem, too, that we continue to... And all the packaging that they come in. It's like, I wish we would tell these companies, you too, pump the brakes. Give us an update, but don't make us buy a new handheld, a new unit.
No one's all doing it on our own.
But by putting it out, you've got people waiting outside your store that morning of the new release in line to get it real quick.
Yeah, I don't wish that they hadn't been invented, because there are so many things that they have just made life a lot simpler. Although I guess that if they had never been invented, I'd be fine with the old ways. We wouldn't know anything else. I can't say I wish that they hadn't been invented, but I 100% agree with you. I mean, I have railed many. I won't do it now, I promise. But the whole forced purchase it, and when I say forced, I mean you start to not be able to use your phone anymore because you've taken a download or an update to the thing that now has made your phone not work.
Well,
or work worse. It's like this planned obsolescence thing is wrong. It's a lot of money that people are being forced to spend.
In the beginning, I was as guilty of anybody as trying to stay up with the technology because I felt like I'm going to be that guy who got skipped and then I can't do the math problems anymore because I missed the middle there. I don't know how to. So I definitely felt like I needed to keep up, and I have since pulled off that. I don't feel like that anymore. But
one
of the ways.
Well, they should tell you not to take an update if it's going to affect your iPhone 6 or, you know, whatever.
One of the ways they say these phones have ruined us is people can't relax. The average millennial relaxes for less than an hour a day. And older people relax for less than 90 minutes a day.
Well,
the
for
main
a lot of
reason
people relaxing
is
I'm on my phone.
The alerts, the messages, the news, the notifications on our phones that are blasted at us regularly, every 15 minutes.
Right. Well, pretty much every time you look at your phone, if a few minutes have gone by, there's something on there.
And
something.
People will say, "Well, just ignore it," but people can't ignore. That's like, look around you. No one's ignoring their phone. Everyone is looking at their phones.
We love our little phones.
Everyone.
Right. And I would say that that is how millennials do relax. I'm sure they think they're relaxing while they're sitting there scrolling through Instagram.
Mm-hmm. While we're on modern pop culture, which is these phones, I mean, man, go into a restaurant and have a look around.
Yeah.
I know.
Or if you can tear your eyes away from your phone, have a look around. It is actually funny because sometimes you'll find yourself being the one person who's looking around.
Right.
Yeah.
This story is about how pop culture ruined your name. All people named Alexa.
Oh, sorry. Don't.
I just did it. I didn't mean to. I wasn't trying to do that. All people named by that.
That Echo.
The Amazon device.
Yeah.
Your name's ruined forevermore.
Well, I'm going to say it. Alexa.
Our midday girl.
Lexi.
Right.
I mean, I call her both, but I've known her as A for 20 years.
Yep.
And she had to change her name. She had to change her name because it was setting off people's machines.
Well, and the problem is a lot of people listen to our show or to the station on that device. So every time we would say it, we cancel out our own show. I don't like that.
No.
I want our show to continue to stream. Yeah, it's that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Who else?
They say the name Jake has been ruined.
Why?
Jake from State Farm. Apparently he's the guy with the khakis that answers the phone.
Oh.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't feel like Jake's ruined.
No.
Not the way that Lexi has been.
No. Jake was always, in my life, Jakes were always cool.
Oh, cool I the cool love kids. The name Jake.
Yeah, Jake
is a strong
Jake
name.
Jake were always tough guys. Jake. Cool guys.
Right.
One of my favorite Jakes was both. He was like one of the best surfers and the toughest guy.
He had it all.
He did.
And a cool name.
I don't know where he ended up.
But was he handsome?
He was handsome too.
Oh.
Yeah, he did well with the ladies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She just missed the punchline. She goes, she sounds hideous.
Hey.
I don't know this one. They're talking about names that have been ruined due to pop culture. A guy named Zach married to a guy named Cody.
Oh, Zach and Cody.
They're a
Disney
a
or
Disney,
Nickelodeon, one of those.
The real
shows.
Life of Zach and Cody. The
yeah,
sweet
they had
life.
A couple.
The sweet
they
life
had a couple.
Of,
yeah. Yeah. Were they?
The sweet life.
They're brothers,
musicians,
right?
Too? I think they're twins, aren't they?
Maybe.
I don't really know. Oh, I'm getting a nod from Vaughn.
If your name is Luke, apparently you always hear one line. Can you guess it?
Luke.
That's
oh.
it.
That, good one. That,
I
totally
father.
Was not thinking that.
Me either. I was thinking of Luke Perry.
I was thinking of Dr. Luke, that
Oh,
person.
Luke and Laura?
The Kesha thing?
No, from the Kesha thing, yeah.
Oh.
No, Luke Skywalker. Anybody named Luke has heard, I am your father. A million
That's
times.
So funny. Of course.
No!
Cute, right?
Yeah.
In recent months, people on social media have been discussing whether or not it's acceptable for mothers to breastfeed their children on airplanes, in parks, in offices, in stores, and a variety of other public places. And most people, 7 in 10 Americans, are comfortable with women breastfeeding in public and even right next to them.
It doesn't bother me at all.
It shouldn't. I mean, I do
Clearly
know...
Clearly it bothers some people. I can't believe the debate rages on.
Did you ever have anyone say anything to you?
No. But I just didn't want anyone to see. I tried to do it privately. Mm-hmm, I didn't always, but I remember sitting down. My kid was freaking going crazy, and I sat down in a Target on the floor and just nursed him real quick. I'm like, I don't know what else to do. My boobs are just going crazy. Your baby,
going crazy?
Your baby cries, and your milk lets down.
Oh.
And I used to have to, I just leaked. It was
you were really
leaky.
Full of milk.
You
really,
were leaky, yeah.
Really leaky. I had to wear...
You're a good producer.
I was a good producer. Oh, I made copious beverage for my children. I had these, like, nipple...
pads?
Like, absorbent pads that I had to put in there. And those things would just be... They were so... After 5 minutes, I'm like, okay, time for new nipple pads.
Mm-hmm.
Hot. I'd have, like... There'd be a dry circle around them, and then where they were leaking off the sides, I'd have, like, a wet ring. So, it'd like, just outline my whole nipple area. I'm like, hello.
I am.
It was super sexy. It was a really great look.
I think the thing that I found most surprising after we had a kid about breastfeeding is how hard it is, how... what a business it is, and that it becomes all-consuming if it's not coming easy and going well.
Right, because it didn't go
Holy
easy the first
crap,
time.
No.
But the second time, she was fine, right?
Second time went fine, but the first time, we were in classes.
Mm. We. Nice.
Yeah, we. I was in a class under the hospital on the ground floor where we're in a room. First of all, of course, people are like, Vinny. What are you doing here?
I'm like, looking at your boobs. Whip them out. Let's see that kid eat.
I'm here because we're, you know. And then they've got a scale. You weigh the kid. Then you breastfeed the kid. Then you weigh him again. Then you meet with your counselor and discuss what you're doing wrong. Then they're like, let's try this again. Let's show you how to. There's actual handling of the. There's a lot going on there.
Teat handling. It's hot.
Well,
it's a good time, people. If you think it's sexy, you're right.
Really?
If you don't think it's sexy, you're right.
Right.
Did you see all the stories last week? You know, Coco Iced Tea and Coco, his wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
They have a 4-year-old. I want to say her name is...
She had it?
4 years. Yeah, the kid's 4 years old. But the reason why there was all this controversy, because the kid's four and she's still breastfeeding.
Do we have... Oh, I might have asked Alex for it. There was actual audio of Iced Tea going off.
Oh, talking about
because
it.
Because people... They were on... A plane. It looked like a private plane.
Yes, definitely.
She's got this large child nursing her, and he put something in it like, you know, oh, the mama-baby bond or whatever. Uh-huh. And people started saying, oh, my God, that kid's too old to be breastfeeding. He's like, the kid eats cheeseburgers, too. It's a comfortable, it's a comfort thing. Like, he went off.
I guess I'm surprised that she still produces even after
as long as there's demand,
years.
You'll produce. Usually, as long as there's demand, you'll produce.
Wow.
I'm surprised because I didn't know she'd even carried a child, so we never saw those photos, did we?
No, I don't recall hearing that.
I feel like I probably did.
I also didn't know anything that she had was real on front or in back.
Yeah, I think that they
she's
can
She's enhanced, but they could still
They can do it
breastfeed.
As long as they don't go through the nipple. There's a way to do it if you still wanted to breastfeed. Pam Anderson breastfed. She breastfed her kids, and I remember there was a whole thing where she was like, I couldn't believe they worked.
With her bolt-ons, she was able to breastfeed.
With her because they put them underneath the regular tissue or something? I don't know, but she was able to breastfeed.
Oh, it's a they have a daughter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
She doesn't just eat breast milk, guys.
She eats cheeseburgers.
Sure, cheeseburgers are great.
This story broke late last week, and we've become numb to it. This is more technology. DoorDash has a big data breach affecting 4.9 million users.
Boy.
So if you use DoorDash, which I don't.
Oh, yes, I do all the time.
Yep, they had a data breach.
No.
So
my brother.
The personal data
uses.
Of 4.9 million customers, workers, merchants,
yikes.
All compromised. It's whack.
Whack.
Through
for
an
sure.
unnamed third party service provider, somehow all of this stuff was given up. The leaked data includes names, delivery addresses, phone numbers, order history, the last four digits of your credit card, passwords were also compromised. So, DoorDash customers.
What's
beware.
Actually, Bonnie and I were talking about this the other day. What's the answer? We delete the app and then re sign up again with different. All different info. I don't even know what the answer is to this.
I don't. I honestly.
I think all that info would still be there, though.
Our
you know?
Reality.
I close out my credit card.
I guess so. Yeah. I've been thinking I want to just get a new credit. I just sometimes I look at my credit card bill. I'm just like, I feel like I'm either subscribed to too many things, or I don't even know what some of these things are. So I'm like, I kind of want to just change my whole credit card and just get a new credit card issued. And,
well, let me know when you do because you're paying for a few things for me as well.
Oh, okay.
My
great.
Magazine
sure.
subscriptions are on your card.
Okay, great. Thank you. I was wondering about those.
I think my kids'
like,
piano lessons are
I'll
on
let
your
you know.
Card as well.
I know. Well, I know my kids are.
Right.
It's all kinds of crap on there. And that way, you know, if people reach out like, oh, you need to pay me, I'd go, no, I'm not paying you, you know? I haven't changed my credit card number in a while.
Yeah, oh, it's boy. Probably time for all of us to do it. Hey, speaking of piano, what's going on with that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking her at 3 o'clock. Instead of fixing
today.
My car, I'll be taking her to piano today at 3 o'clock.
That'll be fun.
And I'll just drive the van and tomorrow again. And
has she been practicing?
I'll deal with my car the next day.
We
she practices. Oh, and good. Oh, my God, you guys.
What?
This app. I'm going to tell you an app. It's great.
Is this the one where...
No, that one's great, too. The Piano Partner 2 goes with her Roland little keyboard. Uh-huh. This thing is called Earpeggio.
Oh.
Arpeggio?
Earpeggio.
Earpeggio.
I got it.
It's an app that allows you to pick
Earpeggio.
Out... You can pick out intervals, and it actually, it's almost Simon Says, so you can hear a sound, and then on the piano keyboard, you can pick out... And here, if you can duplicate the sound, and then you've done it, you hit send.
Right.
And if you get it wrong, it'll tell you wrong and shows you. It's neat.
Oh,
if you're into music, it's really a neat way to stay sharp.
Well, that is a cool way for her to learn.
Right.
Sort of. I mean, I really thought the way you described that first one, where she sees the note, and she's got to figure out what it is. That's just a great sight. Training.
This one's
exercise.
Even better.
Cool.
And one of the I was reading this book. This was a while back, but it was about music. And I think the thing is, let me see. It's called "The Lies My Music Teacher Told Me." And what it's about is music should be taught through your ears, first and foremost. And most often, it's not.
Right.
And so we don't ear train, and we don't learn to. And that's the thing that helps you the most.
Right.
as you get down the road.
100%. John, that's what John says all the time. He goes, I can read tab. And he knows music theory. But what really works for him is he listens to something and goes, well, I know what that interval is. And he can, you know what I mean? So
I never did that. And I'm doing it now. And it's a whole thing. It takes another level of concentration. Right.
Well, it's another muscle. You have to work another muscle out.
And as you just suck at it, you're like, I can't hear it. But you have to train that.
Right.
So I'm working on that with my kid.
That's great.
One of the as you ask what's
I'm
going
dying
on
to see
piano,
what happens with her, right?
I'm working on that.
Good.
I want to hear her play for Nona.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Did I say her test? Too late anyway. What am
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with the music charts. I've also got, I have actually a bunch of fun. Suck It, Wendy Williams is the title of this one. And That's more it. After these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.